Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace. I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina, and I want to talk to you today in regards to after the cross. What took place after the cross? You know, under the old covenant, the curse was automatic because of disobedience. The blessing in the old covenant was based on you obeying. You know, in Exodus 19 and 8, we find it very clearly that the Israelites was telling God, said, look, Moses told Moses, said, Moses, go up and tell God that we don't want to be judged anymore based on his righteousness. Just tell him to tell us what to do and we will obey it. So they were kind of being rebellious if you read that statement, Exodus 19 and 8. In Exodus chapter 20, he gave us the Ten Commandments. And we realize from that point on, everybody was in bondage because nobody could live the Ten Commandments or the 613 laws of the Mosaic Covenant. The Mosaic Law. So nobody could live up to that. Now we got Christians today fighting over the Ten Commandments, and I want to get them back in our courthouse, and I want to get them back in there, and I want us to stand for the Ten Commandments. And the Ten Commandments are not even for us. Matter of fact, the law was never even for the Gentiles. It was for the Jewish people. It was never for the Gentiles, and it's never been for the Gentiles, and it never will be for the Gentiles. So I want you to understand that Jesus said in John 13:34, I come to give you a new law, and that new law is that you love one another as I've loved you. So the new law does away with all the Ten Commandments. I hope I'm not upsetting anybody today, but you and I are not under the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, because Jesus come to fulfill the law, not to destroy it, but fulfill it. So in Galatians chapter 3 verse 13, it says this, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. Christ has redeemed us. Redeemed means he's redeemed me. He's bought me back. He's ransomed me. He's paid a price for me that I could not pay for myself. So he's redeemed me from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it's written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. So we see here that the very tree that Adam ate off of in the garden is the very tree, not perfectly the same tree, but he also hung on that, Jesus hung on that same tree that Adam ate off of and delivered me and you from bondage and the curse of the law. So we're no longer under the curse because Jesus became a curse for us. So Jesus didn't go to the cross to take my sins. He went to the cross as me to take my sins for the whole world. So I want you to understand something. He didn't die for me. He died as me. So he died that I would become alive. There was a divine exchange that took place on the cross. In other words, he took my sins. I took his righteousness. Now you can see in Romans chapter 8 verse 3, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sin of the flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. So we see here that Jesus done away with sin on the cross, and the resurrection was the resurrection of the sin being removed and us being sinless. Now, you got to get a hold of that. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now, look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 5. And ye know that he was manifested for what? To take away our sins. And in him is no sin. So the law blesses or the law curses us. The blessing is working in me. After the cross, obedience is not required for a blessing. Our obedience is the fruit of a new nature. Now, I want you to listen to me very carefully, because Romans 5:19 is really the deciding scripture that really transformed and changed my life. As by one man's disobedience, which was Adam's fall in the garden, many men were made sinners. So everybody was made many. The word many there is the many. It's the word the in front of it. So it's the same, the many, and also by one's man's many are made righteous. So we see by one's man's disobedience, which was Adam, everybody was made sinners. Because of one's man's obedience, the same many is made righteous. Now that's a wonderful revelation. God looks down and he sees everybody righteous. Now, do I have to accept that? Well, what's this? Right living will not produce righteousness, but righteousness will produce right living. Now that's powerful revelation to me when I begin to understand that right living will not produce righteousness. There was nothing that I could do to become righteous. I could do some righteous acts every now and then before I found Jesus, but I couldn't become righteous. But now there's nothing I can do to become unrighteous once He's declared me righteous, because Him who knew no sin became sin that I might become the righteousness of God. So I'm just as righteous as Jesus. You're just as righteous as Jesus. Now that's a wonderful revelation to me when I begin to experience that. For look at Romans 5 and 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by the one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. So we receive abundance of grace. We receive a gift of righteousness. Has nothing to do with achieving. It has to do with receiving. And as I begin to receive His abundance of grace, because where sin abounds, grace abounds more, and He's given me the gift of righteousness. Now, the word righteous means the ability to stand in the presence of the Father or even in the presence of the devil without any condemnation of guilt or inferiority. Now, what a wonderful revelation that is. All this took place after the cross. I thank God for Jesus dying on the cross, resurrected on the third day, and you and I resurrected with Him, died with Him, was buried with Him, and was resurrected with Him. Now we're dead to the old man and alive under the new man. I'm a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, everything has become new to me now. Why? Because I'm a new species. I'm not that man full of sin. I'm that man that's made righteous by the blood of Jesus. This is the beauty of grace.